Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com, here with a name you know. You've known him for years and years and years, and you get a chance to see him again at Impact Rebellion, April 25th on pay-per-view. My first time interviewing Eddie Edwards. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing good. I mean, the fact that you said years and years and years and years, makes me feel a little old and grizzled. But other than that, I'm doing good.
I mean, you are grizzled. I wouldn't call you old, but you're grizzled.
I am grizzled. If you only knew, my friend.
I mean, that's sort of like the story behind what you're going into this weekend at Rebellion.
Yep.
It's funny, when I looked at this match, I was like, oh, it's almost like TNA Originals against Violence by Design. But then I'm like, wait, most of them are TNA, like TNA guys as well.
Yeah.
And of course, there was a lot of leaning into nostalgia last year before the pandemic. But we're seeing some guys that have accomplished a lot of things in Impact Wrestling all coming together, and then some new ingredients added as well.
Yeah, man, it's cool. You know, I faced James Storm in a couple of tag matches, you know, part of the Wolves and stuff back in the day. Me and Saban, we've never done anything in Impact, which is kind of crazy. Yeah, which is pretty crazy to think of. And then I get to tag with my boy, Willie Mack. So as you said, it's, you know, TNA Originals, a mix of guys like me who've been there for a few years now. Some of the newer guys, it's a pretty good mix of this 8-man match. I'm looking forward to it.
And even on the other side with like Eric Young and Rhino and Cody, they had been around in the TNA days as well. But then you add a guy who has been doing like so much in Japan, like Joe Doering. And as a guy that has also done an awful lot of stuff in Japan, how did you feel when you saw him pop up in Impact Wrestling?
I was pretty happy to see it. I had followed his work. I had seen his work in all Japan, and I knew he had been the champion over there. So, you know, we had very much parallels, obviously, in Japan going over there. And I was the world champion for Noah. He's world champion for all Japan. So I was happy to see him come into Impact. And, you know, I was looking forward to the chance to go one-on-one with him. This is an 8-man. It'll be just as good. But I'm still interested to see what else he's going to do for Impact. He's still new. He's still fresh coming in. So only time will tell what he's capable of.
Now, when I started to watch you work, it was like Ring of Honor days, a lot of indie stuff, and it was widely like just exceptional technical work. And now you do plenty of that, but you're involved in some really, really violent stuff. When did you turn the corner, like in your mind, like going from almost like one type of violence to a completely different kind?
It was, well, you know, what got the ball rolling was Sami Callihan hit me in the face with a baseball bat. Yeah. I don't know if you knew that happened. I don't know if people know that, but that did happen. You know, it was from that moment, it kind of gave me a chance to step outside the box. You know, I'd been doing, like you said, the technical stuff, the straight up wrestling stuff, the strong style. I'd done that. It was a chance for me to kind of step outside of my comfort zone and do new stuff as far as character-wise, whether it's pre-tapes or vignettes, you know, me and Sammy did a fight in the fours. We did a lot of pre-tape stuff that I hadn't done before. So I was happy to welcome that in. And it kind of let me walk the line, you know, am I a good guy? Am I a bad guy? Am I just a crazy person? It was a chance for me to kind of sink my teeth into something new. And I wanted to make it work. And I feel like I was able to do that. And I feel that now where I am, I can do these hardcore matches or these brawls or whatever I need to do, or I can go out there and have a technical match or a high flying strong style match. I feel like I can do anything that is needed of me at any time. And I think that I'm able to keep things somewhat fresh for me. Nothing gets stale for me because I know I can go out there and try something a little bit different because, oh, that'll work for my character, you know? So I can go out there and do anything. And if it works, it works. If not, we go on and see what else can happen.
Not a lot of people can say they've taken a baseball bat to the dome, but once that happens, does it like flip a switch in your mind? Like, what's the worst that could happen to me after that?
I mean, pretty much, you know, that was a pretty big mistake, I guess, or maybe it was on purpose, but mistake that, you know, once it happened and, you know, I was at the tapings the next day, I had, you know, obviously black and blue, I had a broken face and broken nose. But the fact that there was no long-term damage, that made things a hell of a lot easier to come back and be able to try to see what we can do with it and turn it into what me and Sammy were able to turn it into. And at this point, yeah, that happened. I was able to get up and walk away. I try not to push my luck too much, you know, knowing that. But it is something that I know, like, hey, at least I'm not getting hit in the face with a baseball bat.
Like, there are situations, like, I know Becky Lynch has said in the past that breaking her nose was one of the best things that may have happened to her. Looking back, do you look at that and you go, man, it sure sucked at the time, but it created a lot of buzz, I guess?
For sure. I mean, completely. Honestly, yeah. Once it was like, oh, I didn't lose, my eye didn't fall out of my head. Once that I knew that that didn't happen, I'm like, well, now let's see. It would have been a mistake for that to happen, and then for me to just come back and have a wrestling match the next time I'm in the ring. You know, it was a chance like, all right, let's try something different. If that didn't happen, I probably wouldn't be who I am today. I wouldn't have the confidence and be as comfortable as I am doing anything I need to do now, because that forced me to do it. And I had no choice but to grow and adapt.
So I had mentioned how, especially last year before the pandemic, it looked like Impact was going to lean more into the TNA nostalgia. And I know you weren't around in like the 2000s and stuff, but you were around when those letters were around. And the perception of it has changed a lot from when the name changed, because now people have an appetite for it. And the letters are fondly remembered now. Like, what were your thoughts when you saw that and you saw that they were going to bring in some of the old talent and stuff like that?
I think it's great. Anytime you can bring guys or girls who have come before you and they helped create Impact as it is today. Everything that happened before this helped lead us to where we are now. So I think it's a nice tip of the cap. It's like, we don't forget what we went through. This company doesn't forget that we were TNA. We don't forget of all the guys and girls who came before us. It's nice to be able to kind of mix it up and, you know, to do those specials, the TNA specials with guys who are in TNA. It's a cool thing. And it just gives you more options for matches people never thought they would see, or just guys that never thought they would see again, come back to Impact or TNA and be able to go out there and still show them they can do stuff.
I loved it. I loved when the event was planned. I loved bringing back the TNA title. I liked that. Like, even when Dixie's name is brought up, it's not met with like some of the criticism it used to be. People are like, ah, Dixie. We kind of miss Dixie a little bit. Like, there's a lot of positivity surrounding that, and I think that's good because TNA did an awful lot of good for pro wrestling.
Yeah, man. Like, for so long, TNA was good, and then it was like, then it was always conceived as a very negative thing. People talk about negative things about TNA all the time, and people are always saying, oh, they're going to shut down, it's going to close, and this and that. But as you said, now people like to look at it back at a fondly. It's like when people look back at high school and, oh, those are the greatest times ever. But at that time, they're like, what, this place sucks. You know, people like to think back and, you know, have the thing, oh, that was the golden age. That was wonderful. But I'm glad that, you know, it's turned a corner because Impact, we are doing what we're doing now. So I think it makes people, they're comfortable enough to be think back to TNA. Like, it was fun. You know, a lot of stuff that happened there did a lot of good. It gave a lot of people jobs who didn't have jobs, and we still do that today. So it's nice to tip of the cap and say thank you. And, you know, to not forget that that journey has brought us to where we are, all of us. So I'm happy that it happened.
Well, where we are, obviously, is Impact Rebellion, April 25th on pay-per-view, and we're seeing some All Elite Wrestling integration, and you experienced that firsthand. You worked against Kenny Omega, and all due respect to Cheech Hernandez and Colin Delaney, the last time you faced Kenny Omega, you didn't quite have the firepower behind you that you did this last time.
Yes.
What was that like? Because I know it's been 5 or 6 years since you guys have been in the ring together.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't even remember. I don't even know if we have been in the ring. I don't even know.
I think there was a six-man. You all, it was him and the Bucks, I think. I think it was.
Where was this?
Let me see. I can pull it up right now.
Yeah, please. Cause I
Binghamton, New York. Oh. It says 2CW, nothing left to prove.
2CW, okay. 2CW, yes. Yeah, so needless to say, yeah, things have changed since then.
Yes.
And obviously, Kenny, undoubtedly one of the best in the world going. A lot of people think of him as the best. So to be able to go in there, you know, this is what the whole working relationship or Forbidden Door was supposed to create, these matches that I didn't think that would be happening. I didn't think you'd see a six-man match with the AEW champion and the Impact World champion in the same match. So being able to do that now, it's awesome. I mean, it's creating these matchups that people never thought we would see. I never thought I would see, you know, a champion from another company defending his belt at an Impact pay-per-view for our world title. So it's crazy times, man. Obviously, it's been a hell of a year, you know, for a year plus for everybody. But I think that this is a good place. This is a good time for pro wrestling in general. Like, we get to see these things. Like, people don't understand. I feel like some people don't comprehend how crazy it is to see, because it's always just been one way for so long. And I'm glad that we are working together. I would love to see more integration of Impact and AEW to Impact. If we can create a mix mash all this shit together, that would be a good time, man. I'm happy that we're able to do what we're doing right now.
You mentioned the Forbidden Door. We've talked AEW. Did you see the Forbidden Dior? Young Bucks wearing those Dior Jordan 1s. And I mean, I know you've got some feet heat too. I know the guy that put together your shoes that I think debuted maybe March or something. I can't remember when it was, but some good custom shoes. You know, yeah, a little bit about the shoe game too.
I had those custom. Those were slammed last year, actually, where won the title. I won the title with those on.
Yes,
so they're on my shelf right now, being displayed. It's funny. Impact has a strong shoe game, man.
Yes.
You don't. Everybody doesn't get to see it backstage, but there's a strong shoe game going on. I'm lucky. I get to wear sneakers in the ring, and I get to get new ones if I feel. So I always appreciate guys who rock the good kicks for matches. So Young Bucks, that's a tip of the cap to them, because those are pretty fire on those.
Yeah, shout out to Glacier of Ice Kicks. They do such a great job on those. Like, I know the guy, and he's done some incredible stuff, but times have changed an awful lot. It used to be like, I remember when I would be at shows, I'd hear people complaining about people wearing tennis shoes in the ring. It's widely accepted now.
Yeah, it's a very, very different. When I started at Kowalski's, almost 20 years ago at this point, if you didn't have wrestling boots, what's the point? You're not going to get in the ring. You need wrestling boots. And then I was still like, I got the wrestling shoes with kick pads, and I still got looks, and I still got talked down to for that. But as times they've changed, and now it's okay. And I thank God, because I have a room full of sneakers that I need to wear, and I need to put them on TV.
I like to imagine Kowalski walking in his Reebok pumps, the Shaq 94s.
No, I mean, I can say if Walter Kowalski saw what I was wrestling in, he would just say, "That's shit." I know that. I know that. Respect. Respect, Walter.
So you've had this great Impact tenure. I mean, it seems like you have firmly entrenched yourself, multiple time world champion. What else is there that you look at and you're like, I want to do this, I want to do that?
I mean, I just want to help, you know, bring Impact to the next level. As we continue to grow and continue to expand and continue to gain this momentum, I just want to be one of those guys, if not the guy at the forefront, because I'm happy waving that Impact flag, because it's a company I've been with for almost over seven years. Like, this is what I want to do. I am happy to be at Impact, and I want to be a guy who gets other guys and girls to come over. Like, Impact is a good place to be. It's a great place to work. We're putting on a great product in the locker room. I mean, it's overused and oversaid in any industry, but family. It's like a family atmosphere, as much as it's cringeworthy to hear sometimes, but sure. It very much is. Like, you know, it's a brothers and sisters backstage, from the front office to production to the boys and girls in the back. Like, we all have that same goal, and we all want to keep moving forward. And I just want to be the guy at the forefront saying, you know, anytime you put me in the front, and I'll say, all right, get on my back. I want to take us to the next level. Whatever I need to do, I will do it. So I just look forward to the matches, different matches, and just more opportunities for the company in general.
So during that period, we've seen you reinvent yourself multiple times and just create new, whether it be your ring gear, your ring style, your just the way that you are on TV. Is that something that you're constantly coming up with? Is it a product of the time? Like, do you have ideas in mind for future reinventions? Like, I'll talk to Matt Hardy, for example, and he'll be like, oh no, I got three gimmicks fired up if one gets old.
I mean, I have notes in my phone of just random ideas, whether it's a character or promos or a move sequence or something different that I want to try. And, you know, I feel lucky because I'm put in a good place where I'm confident that I can try something. If I have an idea, I can pitch it. And, you know, if it's good enough, like, all right, try it. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But, I feel like my character, quote unquote, me right now, it's, you know, it's my journey. It's everything that I've put into my career has got me to where I am. It's been the Indies, it's ROH, it's Japan, it's training at Walters. It's like everything that has changed me, it's all combined. I feel like I can pull out whatever I need to, whenever I need to. I feel like I have this toolbox that I need this. I need strong style. Let's do strong style. I need hardcore brawl. Let's do it. I'm very confident in what I can do and what I need to do. So whatever the time calls for, I'm up for it.
We'd mentioned the Wolves earlier. It's out there. Davey's making a return. Do you stay in touch with Davey? How do you feel about that? And any chance of a Wolves reunion?
Yeah, man. I talked to Davey here and there through text and stuff. And once it came out that he was coming back, I texted him. I'm happy he's coming back, man. Because Davey, his work ethic is undeniable, whether it's in the ring or outside the ring. Anything he wants to do, he has the drive to do it. So I'm happy to see him come back, and it's professional wrestling. You never know what's going to happen. You never say never. I'm also not going to guarantee anything, but, you know, I'm open to work with Davey or tag with Davey, because I hold those Wolves times very fondly. You know, they mean a lot to me. It was my first big shot with him. And ROH teaming with him was my big first opportunity. So to be able to do that, we made the journey to Impact together. I mean, the Wolves are special to me, so I'd be happy to do that. And I'm glad he's back. So only time will tell. Stand by. We'll see.
And I mean, I know that he was looking to get into a completely different line of work. And quite frankly, the Impact schedule is a lot different now than it used to be. Brian Myers was touting that to me. He was like, man, like, it's a dream. He's like, I get to spend as much time with my family as possible, but we still get to film really great TV. How much do you weigh that in what you do? Because, I mean, that's got to be important to you too.
Yeah, I mean, you can't even measure it, really. I mean, the fact that, you know, me and my wife, we have a little one at home. I get to take her to school. I get to pick her up from school. I get to do everything I want to do, everything I need to do. And we just go down, we get to film everything we need to do. Like, Brian's right. You get to go, you get to have these kick-ass matches, you get to film out TV shows, and you get to go home for however long. And just when I'm home, I like to be home. So it's like, I get to home, I get to shut my wrestling mind off for the most part, obviously not completely, but I get to enjoy that time at home. And then, you know, it's like, I'm dying to get back in the ring by the time we get back down there. And it's like, let's do it all over again. The schedule, I mean, it's amazing. And I think people who aren't a part of Impact, other wrestlers, I think, are aware of it, but maybe the fans don't know of how important the schedule and stuff is for people. I mean, I wouldn't change it, really.
Seems like they found a happy medium, too. I know during the pandemic, it was like once every 7 or 8 weeks, and we're still in the pandemic, but now it seems like once a month, like every 5, 6 weeks. And I mean, that benefits them greatly, because when the AEW thing started, they had to bring a bunch of people back to do retapes. I know that was played very, very close to the vest for obvious reasons. How did you feel when you first saw that, when you're seeing AEW, Impact, and this sort of marriage between the two?
I mean, it was pretty mind-blowing, I think, for the fans and for the wrestlers. Like, you know, we didn't know what was going on. And it's like, you know, you always hear rumors or inklings and here and there, but you never know what's truly going on. So when it all unfolded, it was cool to be able to sit back and watch, like, all right, we're doing this. Like, this is something big. This is a moment that, you know, people are going to remember for a long time. So to be able to see that happen in front of your eyes, it's pretty cool.
And as we wrap up, I know that this pandemic has adjusted your schedule. I mean, you've been in the States, and I know you spent quite a bit of time in Japan prior to this. But since the pandemic, it's been, I think, exclusively Impact. How has that been for you? Because you're a guy that did travel quite a bit before all this happened.
Yeah, I welcomed it for a while. Like, you know, it's obviously great to be able to be home, but everybody gets a little stir crazy. Everybody wants to get back to, you know, quote unquote normalcy, which is, you know, we're all looking for it and we're slowly getting back to that. But I'm looking forward to, you know, doing some traveling again, being able to get out there, do some indies, travel on the weekends, do some live events for Impact and go to Japan, go back to NOAH. I'm looking forward to those times. I don't look forward to, and I won't be doing 3 month stays anywhere anytime soon. You know, those days are gone. But I look forward to being able to get back to the place, whether it's England or Japan. I just want to travel again and be able to feel normal again. You know, we're slowly getting there, but it's just a matter of time, hopefully.
So as we mentioned, Impact Rebellion, you got Swan and Omega for all the gold. You got Finn Juice and the Good Brothers, Deonna and Tenille, Josh Alexander, TJP, and I think, Ace Austin defending the title, Cardona and Myers, who you're very familiar with by this point, Miguel and Callahan, their big feud that is culminating in a last man standing match. Yourself, James Storm, Willie Mack, Chris Sabin against Violence by Design, and then a Knockouts tag team title match. What are you most looking forward on the show besides what you're doing and maybe besides that huge main event that we're seeing?
Yeah. I mean, it's tough to not want to see that. You know, I'm interested to watch Trey Miguel and Sami Callihan. Obviously, me and Sammy have a lot of history, clearly. But watching Trey, you know, evolve into what he's becoming is awesome to see. Because he's just, week after week, he's getting better and better. And you can see the confidence raising in his game. After he left for a little bit and came back, like, he's been on point. And Rebellion is the perfect time for him to go out there and show the world what he can do. And anytime somebody beats up Sammy, that's a good time for me. So I look forward to that.
No rules. Maybe you'll stroll through there and hit him in the legs with a ball bat.
You know, why not? Well, legs. What? Yeah. I'm aiming for the face, baby.
But yeah, but I mean, let the man struggle to his feet, right? Let the man struggle to his feet. Guys,
sure.
Follow Eddie Edwards at The Eddie Edwards. Go support Impact Wrestling every Thursday night on Access TV now. And, of course, Impact Rebellion this Sunday on pay-per-view. We'll be covering the show. We'll have a post-show as well. An incredible lineup there. Eddie Edwards, I want to thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, man. I'm happy to do this. And thank you for supporting Impact and spreading the word that is Rebellion Impact. Thank you, man.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.